Yo, yo, check this out.
This out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
Sound of the City Focus with Simon Says.
It is Chad Simon here with you all the way through till 9 p.m. If you just joined in, welcome to the show. Special guest in the building. We're talking about the artist, producer, the engineer, the man behind the scenes and in the limelight. He goes by the name of Verb. Verb, what's good, man?
I'm good, bro.
Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling okay.
Listen, tell me, what's going on, man? You working on a lot of projects. Your name seems to pop up when other artists are doing interviews.
It's
the doing of the Lord. Come on.
It's good.
Okay, listen, man. So tell me, let's talk about your music first. When we talk about your background, how do you connect to music for the first time as a young kid back then?
Music for me has always been like imbued, because yeah, as a kid, you know, I'm like that type of creative kid,
yeah,
whereby, you know, when I'm with my peers, I'm the one who's coming up with the ideas, like,
okay,
let's go
do, oh, okay, we're using,
let's do this.
I see,
oh, you know, let's turn this into drums,
yeah,
you know, let's make our own telephone wires, let's make our own cars, you know, like, you know, creative things that kids do, you know, so
yeah,
like it's art generally. So like I've always been that creative person.
Okay.
And you know, growing up, I grew up from a family whereby we were really grounded in like church.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was drawn to church music, I can't lie.
Of course.
And
man,
you know, that's where it started from, and yeah, we carried on from there. And
okay,
the rest they say is history.
It's history, man. I love that. And I feel like as much as the rest is history, I still feel like your future holds a lot more. And I can feel that one step at a time.
Positive,
I can see things.
Positive energy.
Absolutely. I can feel it. Yeah, man. So tell me, when it comes to the element of sound, I mean, being a mixing engineer, mastering engineer, but also an artist, when you record yourself and you record your own song, do you approach it the same way? Does it feel closer or further away?
You know, art is very, very relative, and you know,
yeah,
subjective
to, yeah,
you know, if we'd say like so, it come in different shapes and sizes and styles, you know. So sometimes you just catch you in the car, you know, you go in and then something just slaps you,
yeah,
and you just put it down on your phone,
yeah,
you know. Sometimes you're watching a movie or you're outside, you can get inspired by simply anything. So it's not just in the four walls of the studio or
yeah,
right in front of the mic, you know, that the magic happens. You know, it happens everywhere in the daily life, you know,
yeah,
everywhere we are. In, yeah,
I love that, man. If you guys just joined in, I'm chatting to Verb, Nigerian singer, songwriter, producer, engineer, and also a man who has penned the sound called it's the Afro Velvet.
Exactly.
Can you tell us about that? It sounds nice, man.
Exactly.
It
sounds nice. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, that's the
yeah,
whole point, you know, for it to sound nice.
Yeah.
For it to sound nice. You know, just like the word velvety implies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it's about.
Okay.
And
so it's like
African
a smooth
vibes.
It's a smooth Afrobeat style. Also, that's, you know, paying homage to our continent, to our people, but also to the smoothness of music and the coolness of music.
I see why they call you this the Simon, because
yeah,
you say it for what it is.
Yeah, man, that's it. Listen, you know, this is our first conversation on Good Hope FM.
Yeah,
we get to chat to you.
Much.
So when I'm in a certain style, also introducing you to our listener, introducing you to Good Hope FM,
right,
and when we talk about
appreciate
some of the songs you've worked on in the background, who would some of the listeners know?
Very many people, actually.
Okay, tell me about some of the songs you've worked on.
I've had the, you know, great opportunity to work with like a lot of artists, you know, home and abroad.
Yeah,
as you know, I'm not from South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've worked with like a lot of African artists,
yeah,
and a lot of artists from like the West too, you know, from the UK, from Europe and America. So, yeah.
Incredible, man. And in the mother city, can we throw some names out? Can we throw out Raf Don? Can we talk about Youngster CPT?
Most definitely.
Yeah, those are your guys, huh?
Yes, sir.
You want to send them a shout out, please?
Most definitely. You know, the funny thing is, actually, I met Raf Don online.
Okay.
And it's like a funny story. And he was like, oh, bro, pull up to South Africa. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, you met him online while you were in Nigeria?
Actually, yeah.
And then he said, come through.
Yeah, he like, was like, come pull up.
And you then? Know?
Yeah, that's my guy. Like, that's my brother. That's family, man. Like, okay. Raf Don is family. Yeah. He's an amazing guy, you know. And, you know, like, it's because, like, the kind of industry we're in, you know, there's, like, very few people who are, like, going to, like, you know, just say, let's do this together. Like, no matter what, come rain, come sunshine, you know, like, very, very many people are toxic in this space, you know, like, you know, they bring
the
you
industry,
up, you understand,
they're bringing everyone down.
But like, for you to find someone as real, you know, as that, you know, then you have to hold them tight. Like, someone who would, you know, who would put you in the same rooms that they are in, you know, like the same opportunities, the same chances that they have, you know, like someone would say, let's build this thing together, you know that type of person, you know, those are the kind of people that you want around you, you know, and that's the type of person that he is.
Shout out to Raf Don, man.
Shout out to Raf.
Yeah, I know Raf and Young were here last week with Kayzy, and they were talking about their project together. I think it's called You Know the Drill. Were involved in that?
Yeah, I actually engineered the project.
Love that for you. Love that for us. Listen, man, if you guys just joined in, we're chatting to Verb. We're about to play one of his records that we have around. And it is a record that we spoke about. And we bumped into each other in the studio. And I was like, hey, Verb, man, where's the song? And he was like, hey, team, you got to get the song to Chad.
It was definitely.
And they got the song to me that next morning. We played it a few times. And today we're here to have that conversation face to face. This one is called Cape Town. Can you tell us just a little bit about it before we play it?
Okay, yeah, you know, like, actually Cape Town was more like an idea. Like, shout out to Shaney J.
Yeah.
When Shaney J sent the beat
to
me.
That's my guy.
I've been listening to the beat. Like, I've been listening to the beat. I just been listening to the beat. And then I played it for Raf Don. And it was like, let's make a song together and put Youngs down on it. And I'm like, okay, but I just said okay passively because I tend to not take things serious that much.
And you know, Shaney, he's so big in his music, but so gentle.
Actually, yeah,
he's so gentle.
Yeah. You'd never know that this is Shaney. Like, if someone tells you, oh, this is Shaney J, you'd be like, oh, no.
You're like, where? Which one?
Because, you know, like, the personalities don't match.
He is,
you know,
the sweetest, the kindest, and he's salt.
Actually,
you know, you know the phrase, salt of the earth.
Very true.
And, you know, for me, like, when I work with anyone, we appreciate music, we love what people create, but the character and the human.
Word.
And it sounds like
it's
that's important to you too,
it's
right?
It's important. You know, that was what I was talking about, Raf, and even Youngster, you know, and Shaney, like, everyone you see around me, like, they always have this positive energy. Like, they mean good for you. Like, you know, it's not really easy, you know, to find people like that generally in life, and especially in the music industry.
And listen, this song is special because I'm going to tell you something. Like, and I think I told you this once before to the listeners, myself and Young, we've made a song together a while ago. We've had many performances together all around Cape Town. And he's a special person to me too. We come a long, long way, longer than a lot of people know, but I have never received a message from Youngster first.
Really?
I have never seen.
I was shocked.
Your phone goes off and you go look
and you see Youngster.
I have always messaged Youngster. Clearly, I've needed more things from him than he's needed from me. But I must say, man, that guy always comes to the party, and if he says yes, it's with a capital Y. But there's one day my phone rang and it was Young, and I picked it up and I was like, okay. And he was like, Chad, I'm on this song with Verb and Raf Don, produced by Shaney J. We got to get this one out. And that's how we're going to introduce Cape Town. Verb in the building. This one's called Cape Town, featuring Raf Don, Youngster CPT. It is Chad Simon on the beat with you. As mentioned, Verb is in the studio. Verb, tell me about this, man. We just played Cape Town for Cape Town. You know what I mean?
Yes,
how do you describe the city? I mean, it's one of the best in the world.
Yeah, if not the best.
If not the best, yeah. I think we should say so.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone from tourism is listening.
Wherever I am is the best place.
Yeah. Because home is where the heart is also sometimes, you know. I asked listeners yesterday about during the week, you know, so I think on a Thursday I like to recap some of my conversations I have late in the week. So this week I spoke about two things with our listeners, and I'm going to ask you two questions, very quick ones. Okay. The first thing I spoke about this week was, what smell reminds you of a memory or a feeling, and a feeling that you love, you know, or that takes you back, or there's something that moves you, you know?
Okay, that's a pretty easy one for me.
Is it?
It sticks like the smell of rain, like after summer, you know, when the first rain, you know, the moment it touches the earth,
yes,
you know, there's a certain smell that comes,
and it comes with some heat sometimes.
That's unexplainable, and it just, you know, it gives me a lot of reminiscence.
I love that.
You know, yeah.
Cool. Question number two that I asked this week, we spoke about what are some of the greatest lessons you've learned from parents or guardians or elders. Yeah, and sometimes, while you think, sometimes a lesson is not only what to do, but a lesson can also be what not to do.
Fact.
you know, sometimes you see that one uncle, you're like, no, I shouldn't be doing that thing, you know, like, or it's a word, like, you know, where a parent says something to you. Anything come to mind?
Actually, like, the one that stays on top is... My mom says it in her native language.
Yeah.
You know, she says, Oleni
auje. Yeah.
That's, it means in English that only a lazy man will suffer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out, mom. Shout out, Mrs.
Like,
Verb.
So it actually, like, reminds me, like, when I remember that, like, it makes me feel like you can actually be whatever you want to be if you really put your heart into it.
Only a lazy man
would suffer.
Would suffer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, man. If that wasn't something to take away from this, I think that was the moment, man. Thank you for that. Listen, before we say goodbye, let's talk about what's to come. We got the new Chase, so your track with Chase Williams out right now.
Actually, yeah.
Tell me about that song.
It's titled, it's actually like a 2-in-1 single.
Yeah.
So it's two songs in one.
Can you explain what you mean?
Okay, so like now you can release like two singles as one. Like
okay.
Two songs as a single.
Okay,
so it's like a two-faced single. So the first one is Can't Deny,
yeah,
and that talks about love and used to.
Yeah.
It's the second one, which talks about heartbreak. So it's like love and heartbreak, but it's two tracks
released as one single.
Yeah, released as one single.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
You know, every day the music industry is other than art and music, the music industry is also technology. You
True
know,
that.
Technology is such a big part
it's
of the music
business. It's digital assets.
Absolutely. So that's incredible. So one single dropped two songs as one single.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that, man. Okay, so Can't Deny and Used To. So go out and stream those songs. Go check it out, guys. We're going to get Used To on air pretty soon, we hope. I know I got it in my email.
I know.
So don't go to your team and be like,
you have to tap in on that.
Yeah.
Because
it's
fire, trust me.
Yeah, I believe you, man. Verb, thank you for spending time with us. Is there anyone you want to send a shout out to before we say ciao?
Thank you so much for having me. You know,
my pleasure.
Shout out to everyone who's been supporting. I mean, like, the support is massive so far. Since the inception, since I started releasing music as an artist, shout out to, like, my friends, you know, who's been holding it down for me. Shout out to Raf Don. Shout out to Youngstar, CPT, Shaney J.
Yeah.
Shout out to Papi.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Kevin Coy.
Yeah.
I can't keep mentioning names, you know. Like, shout out to the iShows.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, there's a lot of people who got my back here in Cape Town.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've been pushing it. Shout out to you too,
yeah,
Chad, man. Like, you've been there for me. Shout out to Warwick.
Yeah.
Actually, that's my man, you know.
Yeah.
So, and there's actually more stuff, you know, exciting music to come. You know, there is, like, great content.
Okay.
And, you know, people should just, you know, keep
follow
their fingers
crossed.
Follow
you on the socials,
crossed. Yeah, of course.
It's
most
Verb
definitely
music,
that's a
right?
must, man.
Like, Verb music. It's a double B, right?
Actually, yeah. Like VERBBMUSIC.
Love that.
On
Verb,
all social media platforms.
You have a fantastic time. You keep us in the loop around all the music. We got your back. like Cairo Prac, you know. Big shout out to everyone listening in, everyone supporting the music. Go check Verb out.
Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.